everybody.
Yeah, baby.
There is an... Well, I'm like already doing the promo at this point. I'm like, there is a new episode. This is it. ETG and 1X back with a new episode.
Sorry
yeah,
for
the
being...
host who smokes the most.
Oh, okay.
Ethan Goldberg, along with my friend and co-host.
Zeno Ruder.
This is a really weird introduction to the show.
Yeah, sorry. you know what it is? Because we're doing it super early in the morning on a Sunday. So it's
is
pretty
it super early? It's like 10.
Oh, really? No. Dude,
it's half past 11.
Wow. It's not that early.
It's not that early at all.
But, bro, I've been having a lot more Monster recently. I had the Paradise one. The green. Have you seen that green one?
I have. That one. You don't like it.
No, I don't mind it.
Oh, you don't
is
mind
that,
it.
That's your favorite one?
This is my favorite one. So I enjoy the red one because it tastes like...
Lewis Hamilton. Oi, mate. Sorry.
The red one tastes like the...
Is Lewis
the
Hamilton gay?
I don't know.
He seems... Okay. Anyways.
The red one tastes like the red sweets. Those like soft red sweets that you get in like the fruit... Gummy bears or like jelly babies, like the red ones. Do you
mine
know?
Mine tastes like toothpaste at the moment.
Yeah, because you brush your teeth, man.
This is early in the morning.
It's half past 11. apologies, everyone, for not doing. Yeah, we've been a little bit
disjointed. I went up to Jersey.
Yeah.
Jersey, you see? And I didn't need a jersey because it was hot. It's very hot.
So tell us about your short trip.
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Okay. Yeah.
It's still not ideal because it's Jersey.
Yeah.
But it's not as bad as I made it up in my head.
Okay.
That's always what I think. That's always what happens when I'm
yeah.
You get an idea of something, and you're like, "Pah!" And you're from Cape Town. I fucking hate Joburg. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like I remember, I even remember this when there was a metal band from that I loved that came from Canada, and they had done a show in Jersey before, like the day before, and they were like, "Cape Town, like, what do you guys think of people in Joburg?" And they were like, everyone was like, "Fuck Joburg, fuck Joburg." Everyone in Cape Town was like, "Fuck
oh
Joburg,"
gosh.
And they were like, "Bro, people from Joburg really like you guys," and they were like, "No, like, nah, fuck them, fuck Joburg." It was so funny, and I think that's what. Like, ever since then, I was like,
fuck Joburg.
Yeah, fuck Joburg. And that was, like, chanting. Anytime anyone brought up Joburg, I was like, fuck Joburg.
You just got hypnotized by
but
the crowd.
It was interesting because, you know, I had my dad grew up there.
Yeah.
I have visited there in my youth frequently.
Your youth. You still
when
age,
I, no,
bro.
When I was like, no, younger. When I was like, four and like I can't even remember shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When people go like, "Actually, you've been to Italy." It's like, "No, nigga, I was two." That doesn't that's
it
not
doesn't you know how you know what
I
you
hate
know
it when people go that.
You know what I find hilarious or not well, yeah, actually I do find it pretty funny is that when people who say that they have have you gone overseas and like no. Like, "Oh no, you have. Like we went to America when you were like a baby." And it's like, "Yeah, when I was a baby, I don't remember anything." And they get so...
Did I have McDonald's there? Then I didn't go, oh,
no.
Right.
But they didn't...
Motherfucker, dude. I've told everyone that I've met that you haven't...
Why does
you,
this
you,
annoy
they go,
you so
they go,
much?
They, no. Because the thing is that... No. Whenever someone brings up travel, I go like, "Yeah, I had this one friend who went to America and he didn't try any fast food." And everyone's like, "What? Why?" Everyone is like, "What? Why?" And I'm always like, "He wanted to save money." And it's like, but it's what? Like just going, it's like $5. Like it. But you said you were doing that thing of like, I was putting it into rands. 60 rand? Fuck no. Like,
yeah. That's the that's the thing.
Rah! You're masterful. I just think about, I'm not angry at you per se, but I'm angry at the experience that you didn't get. Because now I can't talk to you about it.
Yeah.
We talk about food all the time, bro. We talk about McDonald's. We talk about Steers. We talk about fucking Ocean Basket and how cuck they are. or Hooked or whatever.
Oh, dude. Okay, we need to talk about this new flipping
pick
restaurant.
Pick one! Hooked or Ocean Basket!
We need to talk about this new restaurant.
Oh?
Okay.
Hold on.
What?
I haven't talked about Josie. Wait.
Wait, okay. We'll talk
about... We're going to go all over the map this episode, guys. Going to be... We're half catching up. We haven't talked before. I haven't seen him in like a week or so now.
Yeah, it's been a week.
Yeah. Okay. But, okay. So, the biggest thing was just having a car there is nice.
Did you have a car?
Well, no. I didn't have a car. Okay. But, so, we just used Ubers. But things are relatively walkable.
Yeah.
But it's not nice.
Wait, were you in, like, Joburg Center?
I was in Melville. So, it's like Ob's version of Joburg. So it was like gentrified, a little bit built up. But not gentrified. It's gentrified, but there's still black people there. You know what I mean? It's weird.
They are doing the gentrification.
Yeah. I'm on club, bro. But very nice, very quaint. It was, I was thinking and I was looking at like the start. There's a lot of startups there. There's a lot of things that are like new and like bustling and like hip and quiet, you know. And it's that's nice. It's nice to see that. I don't think that we see enough of that really in Cape Town.
Mm.
You know, not to the extent and not to like how kitsch and kind of it is offbeat. With Cape Town, I feel like startups is just like very like by the book kind of, you know, people, the same kinds of people. And I think with Joburg, it's like a different kind of people. And the thing is that as well is when I was there, the entire time you're thinking about like, what is this? This is like. It is Cape Town and it's South Africa, and you still get that feeling.
Mm.
But there's something different because it is a different place. It's a lot more bigger. Things are way more spread out. It's a lot more flat. it's just flat.
Yeah.
You know, like we have a fucking mountain and shady. It's very it's like still and calm in Joburg. You know, and in Cape Town there's like a wind. There's not as much wind.
Oh, in terms of weather.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's like these things called like tuk tuks that 20 rand and you just go. Yeah.
They're so much fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I would not like to be in a car crash. I mean, people.
Oh,
in
Joburg, die.
Yeah, you 100% die. Joburg drivers, man. Mm. Do you remember going in the car with our?
Yeah.
It's like that's but everybody.
Oh.
Everybody's like that.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People just
I know that for a fact.
People just go through red lights. Yeah. No. The person I was one of the people I was staying with was like I wait at green lights. It's like
what?
Oh, okay. No, cuz they slow down at green lights cuz they like is someone trying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Like shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, I never. Oh my god, that's scary. That is scary.
Oh. Yeah. yeah. No, I mean.
that took me for a spin, honestly.
Yeah, it does.
You wait at green lights. That's like
billboards.
That's like
well.
K-55 shit.
Yeah.
You
Jesus
know?
Christ.
Oh my gosh.
That's constant. What is it? Extreme driving? No?
What? I don't know. Defensive drive? No,
yeah.
no, but K-50
is... No, that's
is
offensive driving.
No, what people do in Joburg is offensive driving.
Yeah. Anyways, there's also a lot of more billboards.
Billboards?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more dingy. It is more dingy at the same time. You know what I mean? It's like, it's still Africa. Like, that it reminds you still of like, like this is very like quaint, and then you go like, oh, there's... Oh,
wait.
Someone's getting stabbed.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Wait, I'm still in Africa, right? So, oh my gosh, dude.
You can sip a caramel macchiato and then look down the street and you see someone. Oh, is that their intestines? Oh, yeah, I'm in Africa, right? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Bro. That's so morbid.
It's true, though. Even in Cape Town, it's like, I might get stabbed.
You might see somebody pee.
I might
in front
get stabbed. No. But that's the thing that gives its spice.
It's spice. The flavor.
Flavor.
That's what the flavor
like,
flavor of South Africa is.
I might get mugged today. But it was so funny because I was visiting this place, because I've been writing a a TV show about home affairs, and I wanted to go down and see the home affairs in Joburg, and I went to this place called Brahm, which is like very poor slums, like very Weinberg, like heart of Weinberg. But Weinberg's not as bad as it's a bigger area, and I think it's a bigger area, and it's more Weinberg. It's like very
more Weinberg.
Yeah, it's just very
okay.
Like you go down the wrong alley, and you 100% will run into trouble.
Okay.
And we hopped out of the Uber, and then immediately these two security guards were like, "What are you guys doing here?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you know, I was with Jones, and she was like, "White as
fuck."
White as.
Yeah.
White. And we were like, oh, we're just here for home affairs. And they're like, oh, it's just down there. Let me escort you. And then one of them goes to the home affairs, and then they talk to the guy in the home affairs, and they're like, and he comes back to us, and he's like, the system's down. And we're like,
that's why we're here.
Yeah, it is. System down. And we were like, cool. And then after that, we went to go and get a quarter.
What?
That's what they call it. A quarter. It's like a Gatsby, chicken? But
it's a quarter of a Gatsby.
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing about Gatsby's,
yeah,
is that it needs the there wasn't the coloredness. The coloredness.
Mm-hmm.
That adds the spice and the Viennas, and like, it was just like, and the bread.
Yeah.
The bread was just like white bread. Slices
of bread.
No. It was like a loaf. It was like a loaf of bread, but it was cut.
Okay.
Yeah. So cock.
Joburg, you need to come down and learn from the fucking masters.
Bro, I swear, like, we could probably start a Gatsby place and it'd do very well in Joburg.
In Joburg.
Yeah, for sure. Gatsby's are so much better.
Here.
Yeah. So much better.
How many did you have there, though? How many Gatsby's did you have? Do they call them quarters?
Yeah, they aren't even. I wouldn't even say they're Gatsby's, bro.
But no, why? So are you just comparing them to Gatsby's?
Yeah, because that's what it's trying to be. It's like chips and like.
Okay.
It's just the bread and like the lack of spice. The Viennas.
Yeah.
They don't have the same. The Viennas are bland, man.
Okay. No flavor.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of, okay, I want you to finish your Joburg story,
I think that's every, we can come back to it.
We can, okay. Yeah, yeah. So, speaking of lack of flavor, so I don't know how many people who are listening know this new restaurant called, it's not a new restaurant per se, but they've been around since 96, but they've just recently opened up in Cape Town. I think they've had a couple.
Where they're from?
I think there's a few places in North Africa they started.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they started popping up on the east coast of SA and also a couple of places in the north. And now there's one, I think there's one or two now in Cape Town.
Oh, cool.
They are called, I don't know if I should, should I be naming names? You think I should be naming names?
It's a restaurant.
Galitos.
Delitos.
Galitos.
Ga.
Okay. Galitos, Galitos, or okay. Yeah.
Shout out.
Or not. Nope. Okay, so great things about Galitos, right? Really. I'm starting on the positives, man. I'm starting on the positives. Great things about Galitos, cheap. Okay. Very, very affordable. Oh, dude, did you just take off? You need to do the one on the right. No. Okay, wait, everyone. Ethan's struggling. Where's the top? Where's the top? Grab the top. Ethan's like trying to make his mic higher, and he's just not. He's just not winning.
I think I get it by now.
Yeah. You got it. Okay. Yeah. Put, okay. Screw that back on top. Okay. That wasn't it. Okay, cool. Now, the thing at the you said, so this part over here?
This thing.
Yeah, that thing. There we go.
Is that the thing
That's the thing that makes it go up and down.
The more you know. Oh,
Lefty Lucy.
Terrible fucking
Lefty Lucy.
Why is it?
Oh, is it Righty Lucy? Is it Righty Lucy? Do you have it?
Fuck this.
No.
Listen, I'm sorting it out. I want you to be I want you to be comfortable.
Anyways. Yeah. Restaurants suck.
Wait. I'm not done talking about my story. What is this? Oh, there we go.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, cool. Got it. That is a lot better. Yeah,
you
fuck that.
Yeah. Oh, for sake. Give me talking, man.
Oh, yeah, we have a podcast.
Probably. Like, try to sort out equipment. You can't.
Not be talking. Okay, cool. So, back to.
The leader.
Dude, what is happening? Is that what you want?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Is that what you want?
Oh, dude. I feel cold now.
So. Yeah, so Galitas. Great things about Galitas. Very affordable. Mm-hmm. Okay. Second thing, interior is very nice. It's
North
super
Africa,
clean.
You know?
Like, it's super clean, right? Really nice. It's really, really, really clean. The chicken is very well cooked.
No, that's salmonella shit.
Yeah, nothing. And it's super juicy as well. Like, the dry pieces that we had were super tender and super juicy.
Really? That's nice.
Right? Okay.
Because, like, not having, like, having moist chicken is, like, a rare...
Yeah.
A rarity.
Yeah. And so those are the positives that I have about this, about the place. Negatives. Chips are cack. Good, right? Yeah. Sorry, Ethan's just trying the red
Lewis Hamilton brand of Monster is fire.
Yeah, right? Okay, so, what was I saying? All right, so chips are cack. There's no flavor in the chicken. Absolutely none. Like, it's, so...
It relies on the sauce.
It's supposed to rely on... It's like, the sauce is like the holy flipping grail,
yeah.
Right? But, and they are competing with Nando's and Barcelo's and all of these other chicken places, right? But they lack flavor. There's no flavor in the chicken. It's literally just like... The sauce that they use is just like food coloring in some water, and that's what they like basted with the chicken. Like, there's like I had to put salt on it in order to actually taste anything, but like it's not comparable to Nando's at all.
Okay.
Like, the problem, so like that was the big problem that I had. It's like, I'll rather go and spend the extra like 10, 20 bucks at Nando's in order to get that flavor. Honestly, afterwards went to Nando's.
Oh really?
That was
flavor.
Yeah. Like it wasn't great, right? So, like you know when you like ask your mom, mom, can we go get McDonald's? And she's like, oh no, we have McDonald's at home. And then McDonald's at home is like bread and like a piece of ham, right?
Is that what your mom says?
No.
She's like, we have McDonald's at home. We have bread and like cardboard.
Well, I'm trying to make an analogy here because basically, when you ask your mom for Nando's and she says we have Nando's at home, it's
like
Galitos.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's not. It's.
God, man, it's so funny when parents do that thing of like, I got you Cocoa Pops, and you're like, cool.
And oh, great! And then you get home, and then it's
it's Milo, and it's like,
that's not Cocoa Pops. That's not Cocoa Pops.
I mean, it doesn't. There's no Cocoa Pops in the name
yeah.
at all.
It's like chocolate. Rice cakes.
Oh.
I don't know, like just like no name unknown brand.
I will say, dude, there's some weird things that you can get in Joburg that I don't think you get here.
Like?
I think the Oreos
yeah.
are a different slightly different flavor.
Nah, man, you were just at a different altitude. You see what happens when you're at a different altitude? Your taste buds are just like really? At a higher frequency. No, I'm talking absolute garbage. I don't know.
I think so. But I did get out of breath. I remember walking.
Really?
Like, oh shit! this is something. Yeah. Huh?
You need an oxygen mask.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
But yeah, I'm trying to think of what else. Rent is really fucking cheap though.
Rent, yeah.
Holy shit,
yeah,
bro!
It is super cheap.
Like I met up with people who are paying in total.
Yeah.
$5,000.
For
everything.
Oh gosh, dude.
Like appliances. Ooh. That was a fucking bran flake, yogurt, banana, pizza, more yogurt, monster fuel burp right there.
That was so gross.
Good God, that ugh. It's like ringing through my nose.
Oh, that's so gross. Okay. Ugh. Didn't need to know that. So yeah, $5,000 for like what?
For like their rent.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like it was, they were paying $2,500 for their rent at the house, and
yeah,
then $1,000 for water, and then like another $800 or so for electricity.
Okay, how big are the places though?
Decent size.
Really?
Like yeah.
Okay.
Like 2 bedrooms and a kitchen and a little garden area.
It's not bad. It's really
it's
good.
Not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
For that,
you know,
you'd probably pay about like upwards of 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I would say here, like a decent one, I would pay here. If that house that they had was here, I'd pay like...
Was it a house?
Yeah, it was like half a house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Around here would be like 9.
Mm.
I'd be like, okay, that's reasonable. You know, even though I go up to Jersey and it's like that is very, very reasonable.
Reasonable.
That's a lot more reasonable.
Yeah, that's also the so I've been currently looking at buying a car, and I've been looking at prices in Joburg, and they're like 20,000 rand cheaper, and I'm just like, but why?
It might get stolen.
What do you mean?
The car.
What do you mean?
Might get stolen.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Just
like
a thought.
In Joburg?
I was just thinking about my VW up in Joburg, and I'm like, bruh, someone's gonna jack.
No, but you see, I'd buy it there and then drive it back down.
Yeah.
You know, and like that's what I was thinking of doing. But, dude, I don't know. Like, is it in my mind the amount of effort required
to drive
from Joburg to Cape Town just for a car? In my books, is it worth that 20,000 rand? And because it'll probably cost me.
Yeah.
5,000 rand in terms of driving.
But
then
and
that's
fly,
excluding...
You fly up there.
I'd have to fly up there.
Yeah.
And then how much does it take? Like 8?
Eight. You can eight, get eight. In total probably like 1,000.
One way.
Yeah.
About 8.
I would say about 8, but like the Uber there.
Shit.
The Uber, it's 300 rand, bro.
And then I have to
it
think
it cost me 350 rand.
Oh my god,
bro! And I wasn't in a plane.
Guess what? Guess what? Which is hilarious. This weekend, 50% off on all Uber drives.
Why?
I was actually laughing when I heard this last night, and I was like, oh, I should have taken advantage of it yesterday. If I'd known, I would have probably taken advantage of it, you know?
You try where?
Oh, because like I went all over the place yesterday. I was quite busy yesterday. Yeah. So what else did you do? Did you like do anything
besides,
specific?
I went to go look at some gyms there. As well, just to scope it out. I didn't manage to get to the ones that I would potentially want to go to, and a lot more of them are in Sandton, the more bougie area. Mm.
Did you try and get into Virgin Active?
Well, yeah, I have a card that can let me.
I know, but did you get in?
Yeah.
Without any problems.
No, I have the premium thing.
Yeah, no,
I can go to anyone in the country.
No, but without any problems, it wasn't like They went like, oh, you're from Cape Town.
No. No, yeah. Like that. The card literally goes like, okay, cool. Anywhere, any virgin in South Africa, you can go to.
Yeah, no, I get. No, I have the same card. I'm just like,
why would they give me problems? I'm paying for it. Bro.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
I'm very aware of the fucking fee that I'm paying to vote. I am very aware because I'm constantly reminded about how fucking shit their gyms are, bro. Yeah.
So this week alone, I got two calls from Ignite and Virgin.
Shout out, dude. You know, that was me.
I know it was you.
It was so funny. You know what happened to me at Virgin?
Wait. So I get a call from Ignite, right? And so this is the gym that Ethan goes to.
Wait. Yeah.
Right? They call me and they're like, is this Mr. Zena Rhoda? And I'm like, yes. And it's like, oh hi, I'm from Ignite. Your friend Ethan Goldberg gave me your phone number and he said you were interested in joining the gym. And I was like, And that the same conversation happened at Virgin.
It was easy because they came up to me and were like, "Hey, do you know of anyone?" I'm like, "Yeah." And like every time I've been in a rush, I've just been like,
"Zena Rhoda."
But then the one time at Virgin,
yeah,
I was in the middle of doing like these. I went all the way fucking to the West Lake one.
Yeah.
I wanted to use the cough machine because the fucking cough machine is fucking
bring the
use.
Mic closer.
The cough machine has been out of fucking use.
Yeah.
And it's finally not. And then I get there and I'm fucking in the middle of doing it. And as soon as I fucking start, this lady comes up to me and she's like, hey, do you know anyone that's like interested in doing the gym? And I'm like, you know, I do. And then, and then you go like, hey, and like, why do you think he'd be interested? I'm like, he's gained some weight.
Did he actually say that?
She was like, I'm not going to say that, but like, I was like, no, what? Yeah, I think that's what I said. I was like,
oh my gosh, he's such a dick. Masapus. Oh my God.
Anyways,
that's pretty funny.
So I went to a gym, and like, they have like these little pockets, I would say, where it's like very gentrified. And it's like in these very small places, mm-hmm. and it's very nice, it's very quaint, and it's like a huge mix of people. It's not actually like only, you know, white people, but I went to this place called I was staying at this place called 27 Boxes, and in there there's like a whole bunch of like, you know, homemade croissants, like cupcakes, like nice coffee. There's like a bar, like all, you know, and it's like all styled in these containers,
mm-hmm.
you know, those freight containers.
Yeah.
Very nice. You know, actual good stuff. It's like a garden, you know, it's like just a little garden and it's like nice.
Okay.
You know, there's no cuck in it. Like there's no glass.
Okay.
There's this another place called, fuck, man, I don't know what the name is, but it was like a little, it was further along, and it reminded me of, it was like that market kind of in Fishhook. Not Fishhook.
Miesenberg?
We went there with
Miesenberg.
Yeah, it was a Miesenberg. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're bigger, but then, you know, it's a lot more people, and it's a bigger venue. And it had like a theater there. And restaurants and essential oils, just shit like that.
Theater, you know, restaurants, essential oils.
Yeah, and then like the gym was just like down there. It was like a little. It's like a little pocket, literally a little pocket of like white shit, but a whole bunch of black people are in it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Essential oils
for your hair.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. I really don't know what was happening. And then we went to go see some jazz. Mm-mm, yeah, and you know who was playing the jazz.
A jazz. Okay.
Very nice. Very good.
Did you say hi?
Yeah. No, I hung out with him and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. And Just also, people are very friendly. They're not a lot more like they want
yeah,
to
well,
be your
clearly
friends.
Clearly, because no. They like Cape Town, apparently.
Yeah, they want to be your friends. You know, in Cape Town, no one yeah. really wants
you,
to be your
You know what
friend.
I think the difference is? It's like in Joburg, people understand that networking is important. You know, here we don't really have that.
No.
We had that. We're very disconnected yeah. in terms of who we know and who we.
Very competitive as well.
Yeah, super competitive.
Way more competitive. Yeah, Joburg, yeah. It's like, why don't we just build everything together?
Yeah.
I like that. I really like that.
Yeah.
Because that makes more shit gets done then. Way
yeah.
more shit gets
yeah,
done
yeah.
in the long term.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, that is interesting. It is interesting when you meet people and they're like much more willing and they're much more like... You know, of like realizing that this is an exchange.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're much more forthright and they're much more like, oh, if you help me, I help you.
Mm.
You know? And yeah. that shouldn't, you know, that's a good thing, I think.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
And I definitely think like there will be a period where I will want to move there and live there because it's like it's much more of a bustle. Like shit's happening there.
Yeah.
Like it has to happen.
Yeah,
in Cape Town, it's real easy for it to just be like, brah, this cuck is too much. I'm just going to sit back here, just fucking chill out.
Yeah.
And as soon as you dip your toe and you're like, ah, it's like, oh, God.
Yeah, no, I'm very much Cape Town vibes. Like, I can see the appeal. I can definitely see the appeal.
Yeah.
However, I don't think I would ever move.
Mm. Yeah.
Even if it's for a short while, I'll be like, nah, it's all right.
Yeah.
I would miss this too much.
Mm.
I feel like we wouldn't be able to do this.
Yeah.
You feel?
Yeah. No, it's true. But yeah, I think in terms of I'm like caught between offenses. It's not like it's an obvious decision, but then I think of like what's the advantage of being in Cape Town?
Mm.
And it's like there isn't actually much of an advantage. It's just nicer. You know what I mean? You don't know, but it's true. Like
okay.
it's like a lot more comfortable. Like it's a lot more chiller in that respect.
Yeah.
And it is a lot more nicer. In Joburg, it's like if you stop, someone may shank you, bro.
Okay.
I don't know why I keep on saying.
Why do you feel like that? Were you looking constantly? Were you constantly looking over your shoulder?
Oh yeah, 100%.
In Joburg.
Yeah. 100%. Every time. Yeah. A lot more. A lot more. Because okay. It's also like foreign ground. I was like that in London as well.
Okay.
When I was smoking a joint though. When I was smoking a joint, I was like in a foreign country. I'm like, bro, this is... I ain't quite home. Like if this was Plumstead Park, bro, I'd be fine. No problem. But like, I'm in Hyde Park. It's like... 5 times bigger and people give actually less of a shit there. Bro, I'm fucking vase. Fucking vase. There's a fucking lion down there. There's a fucking zoo. Oh, man. God.
Did you go to the London Park Zoo?
No, it was like in the middle of winter.
Oh, okay.
No, but I remember I told you I was like rolling a joint. I just hear... I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I know that sound. That's a fucking lion, bro. Oh man.
Okay, so yeah, if you had to, okay, so let's just
never Durban, never Durban.
Have you been to Durban?
No.
I love how.
Didn't we go with the school once?
I've never gone to the school to Durban. No, I've
you
never
sure?
been to Durban either.
Oh no, that was my primary school. God damn it. Yeah.
I've been to PE.
Yeah, never PE is either.
No, never PE. I'd rather go to Durban.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the order? So it's Durban, PE.
In terms of what?
In terms of like which country to live in? Country, city.
City to live in. What rank from best worst?
Let's just face it. Let's just say country. Let's be honest and say country.
It's just a different country.
Joburg is completely different from Cape Town. Durban is not the same as Joburg, and it's not the same as Cape Town. And PE is definitely not the same. What other countries are there? So there's PE, there's Durban,
yeah.
There's Cape Town, there's Joburg, there's Pretoria.
Yeah, yeah.
Bloemfontein.
Yeah.
trying to think of other ones.
Yeah, there's a lot more.
There's a lot more. Okay, those are the main seven.
Okay.
Now, in that order, in what order would you
rank from
worst to best?
Worst to best.
Yeah, it's 11.
Oh, flip. Okay.
I think I got to say Pretoria's way down.
Pretoria's way down. Okay. Okay.
Because I don't even know what it is.
Oh, right. You didn't actually go there.
I've never been to Pretoria.
Actually, I didn't actually mind Pretoria. I think Pretoria is like the Cape Town of Joburg.
Oh, okay.
It's very more... I feel like it's very more... It's very... It's more laid back than Joburg.
Than Joburg.
Yeah. It's not as hustle and bustle as Joburg is. Mm. So that's why I think I would honestly prefer Pretoria over Joburg.
Over Joburg?
Yeah. But again, I don't know. Like
okay, Durban.
Anyway.
Durban.
Do you think dude, you need to stop burping into the flipping mic.
Durban.
Wait. Best to worst. I mean worst to best.
Yeah.
Worst to best.
Durban?
Okay, no. I disagree.
Okay.
Okay. I say sorry, Bloemfontein. Bloemfontein PE Durban. I'll put Pretoria.
Okay.
Joburg.
Cape Town.
Wait, am I missing one?
Yeah, you're missing one.
What did I miss? Did you say so?
No.
The province.
Countries, provinces, cities.
Yeah.
You know what? It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, that doesn't.
that last one doesn't even matter.
So where would you go? If you were given the opportunity, would you go to Joburg?
To Joburg.
Yeah, move to Joburg.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, just I think it's also here. It's very. Everyone knows each other.
Mm.
And no one really wants to know each other. At the same time.
Okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
With Joburg, no one really knows each other, and we want to know everyone.
Hmm. Interesting.
Things are far away, and you have to think a little bit more.
Yeah.
In Cape Town. I don't know. The driving and like the transport would take some getting used to, like being able to like prepare a day and stuff like that. It's completely different.
No. People in Joburg drive.
Oh my God.
For so long.
It's just fucking crazy.
I'm like, dude, I find if
40 minutes to get a bed frame, bro.
Dude, if I have to drive more than 30 minutes somewhere, I'm like, that's far, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's 30
and
minutes.
Joburg gets down the road. It's like,
yeah. No. Down the road, I should be able to walk there in 5 minutes, you know?
Fuck you. It's so weird how in Cape and like in like African South African fucking countries, that's how it is. It's like either too short, you're walking or you're driving, right?
Yeah.
And then that whole thing is along a spectrum.
Yeah.
Where it's walking could take too long.
Yeah.
So let's rather drive.
Yeah.
And then it's a 5-minute drive. Then it's like, but I should be able to walk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, it takes me 8 minutes to go to the gym. Like, just because it's after gym here.
Yeah.
Why can't I walk that? Bro, it's going to take too long.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit. And then okay, I need to go to Newlands Forest.
Yeah, just talking to Mike.
There's no way I'm going to fucking walk that distance.
Yeah.
But the drive is like not that, it's not that much of a fucking drive.
Yeah.
And then in Joburg, it's like, nigga, we're not walking. You know?
Yeah.
It's not even... It's like we're driving. We have to drive there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, but it takes... Well, no, it doesn't take 2 minutes. It takes 30 minutes.
Yeah, to get somewhere.
And there's no, like, in between.
Yeah.
There's no, like, walk option ever, really. Fuck. That would be a difficult thing.
That would be very difficult for me as well. Because, in Europe, everything is pretty much in walking distance. You know, like
there's a bus stop there. You take the bus there and you take a train there. You're done.
You're there. But like that's also it's also part of the public transport system. So you know, like, so if that was the option, like you'd do that. Like in Thailand, I remember, like you just take public transport to get anywhere. I'm still so surprised that people still have their own cars because of the amount of traffic. But anyway, if someone says, the thing for me, right, is that I know people that go to other people's places. So like they go out for a bride, something to go and visit someone, and it's like a two and a half hour drive, and that's normal in Joburg. That like a two and a half hour drive to somebody's house isn't normal in Joburg, right? That's 2.5 hours there, right? Wow. Then they'll like visit, and then it's 2.5 hours back. That's 5 hours of your life on the road, right? And that's a regular thing. I don't know if I can do that.
Can't do that.
You know, I don't want to be behind the wheel of a car for 5 hours for a trip to somebody's house.
Oh my god!
You know? I want 5 hours. 5 hours to like
It also depends where you live in Joburg.
A holiday. 5 hours for a holiday destination. Mm. Sure, I'll do that, but not to somebody's house.
Yeah.
Like I'll just Skype for you, like, man. I'll just Zoom call you. Yeah, it's fine.
yeah. It's COVID times anyway. Like. Fuck, man. Ugh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I need to think about it seriously. But like, I don't think I would be able to take it for like. It's not an forever. If I were to do it, it would never be a forever thing. I know that I'll have like a finite good 2 years of Josie in me.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I'm like, bro.
No.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Boy, here. Boy.
Yeah. I don't know. The thing is, in terms of like opportunity and stuff,
yeah,
that's your place.
Yeah,
is your place. Mm. You know, in Cape Town, things are a lot.
I think it depends on the business sector you want to go into.
It's true.
Because like I do understand that music and like
Joburg.
and like ooh. Acting, entertainment, media. The entertainment sector in Joburg is huge. Yeah,
a lot bigger. And then also, even then, it's not that great.
Yeah, but it's South Africa. Like, what do you expect? But like, the entertainment sector in South Africa is huge in Joburg. Not great, huge.
Yeah,
you know,
it's the biggest it's gonna get.
So like, if you want to make it, you have to go. It's like the LA.
Yeah,
it's the Los Angeles of South Africa.
And then even then, it's like, no,
it's not LA. It's not.
don't get a misconstrued.
Yeah, no.
It's not LA.
We're not trying to diss on Joburg.
The thing, and I was
in the mic.
I was also talking to the fact that as soon as you quote unquote make it here, you actually need to go to LA. It's like why?
Where else do you go?
Yeah. Where else do you go when once you've hit that mark?
It also depends on like how big you want to get. You know.
And it depends on, and it's like with all industry, like I would imagine doctors have just left our country because it's like, I'm really great and like, I'll be more appreciated overseas than I am here.
Yeah.
And it's like, I get that thing of like, I have a family to feed, I'm going to go where the money is. That's, I absolutely get that. But that's at the same time, that's how South Africa just stays shit.
Yeah.
You know?
And on that note, everyone.
Are we done?
Thanks for.
Is that 45 minutes?
43. Dude, 44.
Monstered on by.
Dude, flip me. Why do we do this? Thanks, guys, for listening.
Go follow us on High and Dry at High and Dry Pod on Instagram.
At High and Dry
Pod 1 on Twitter.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
What
else?
Yeah, guys.
It's been real.
It's been a real pleasure. And have a great weekend, guys. A week.
Great week. Hashtag stay hydrated.
Mwah.